Welcome everybody. Share number 1529. We'll learn it today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisa Lila Nishmas Beliba Basra Moshe. And Refuah Shleima Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, see, we are in the middle of talking about the halachas of here, what one could think about, what one can't, of course, in conjunction with Vedaber Dava, what to talk about, and so on. And this part of Divrei Kabbalah, I just want to mention one thing we did mention at the end of the Shia last year. We said, thinking, right, if it brings a person thinking about things in general, not just malacha, but in general, one should be careful not to think about things that bring them sorrow, tsar on Shabbos. In general, it's an important thing. But we did mention if they think about an action that they'll do during the week, it brings them mamish oinik Shabbos, so then we said that was okay in general. But still, I do want to make it clear, you know, obviously, you know, like I said, we're talking about time, place, and time. Possibly a person can't think of learning. As obviously, we've spoken about the great importance of thinking and learning, especially on Shabbos, how precious every minute is, and not to just think about, well, you know, I'm thinking about this, thinking about that, and that I'll do during the week, and it brings me happiness. So I'll sit a whole day, think about that. One should be careful. Women also, right, thinking about chesed, various different mitzvahs that they'll do, and try and get happiness from that. Of course, the Simcha Satori, get happiness from that. And how precious, we said, we keep on saying every minute on Shabbos Kodesh and learning, we say over, place can bring down how many, many times, 100,000 times more than even a word of Torah during the week. How great Talmud Torah can I get kulam times it by 1,000, whatever the case is, on Shabbos Kodesh. So we do not want to give away any of those minutes. And of course, like we said, by women also thinking about the beautiful mitzvahs that they could do, that they will do, chesed, helping people, whatever the case might be. Just to bring down a few interesting examples from the Sefer Kollelim, I just wanted to mention it because we did mention thinking about things not allowed to do. It brings you happiness, fine, very good. But still, be it as it may, when the dust settles, one should still be careful. So he says like this, Mutter Medina, he says, Medina, let's say, for example, he brings out an example, so let's say for Klolim, Mutter Medina, on page Shinyur Aleph, he's talking about these various different places. Mutter Medina, Lahar Shalomach, Yakna, Baize, Avash, Leishmeis, Elef, Dollar. He says, a person's going to buy a certain house or whatever the case is, $300,000. Let's just give an example, right? So he's thinking about it on Shabbos. So Medina, that would be, one would be mutter to think about. He can't talk about it. He can't say, well, I'm planning on buying a house Tuesday for $300,000. He can't say. But you're allowed to think about it that tomorrow you'll be buying this house. So he brings another case. The person will be buying whatever, a certain coat for a certain price. Okay, again, to think about it's fine. Aval lechatchila yaharadu masaka b'shabbos. But again, lechatchila, we said, altzainik shabbos, one should be careful as much as possible. Okay, so now moving along in the Sefer Kollelim. So he says, so he brings out an interesting thing, which we did talk about, but I just want to go get a little bit more into it. And it's an important thing to keep in mind because this many times could come up. And if something, in other words, what I'm trying to say, and now moving away from here. So we spoke about here, we spoke about thinking, fine, no problem. Now getting back to the talking part, he goes into, now does the Sefer Kollelim on page Shin Yud Aleph, he goes into a little bit the subject of the part of Dabar Dover, which we spoke about. If somebody says something, and they say something they're not supposed to do on Tuesday, right? For example, he brings a few examples, which I'm not going to get into all of them, but the one that comes up a lot, he brings, a person says, I will go. I'm going to go to this and this city. Fine. Tuesday, I'm going to this and this city. Eilech, lemachar, eilech, or tomorrow, whatever. Eilech, le'ir, pleni. I'm going to this and this city. Fine. So the question is, good, if you tell this to somebody, I tell it to my friend, I will go Tuesday to this and this city. Fine. So the friend right away, your friend right away, or anybody you're talking to right away will think, yeah, good. Obviously, he's driving. Why? Because it takes, it's an hour drive. and if the person walks there, right, if the person walks there, it could take, I don't know, 10 hours, whatever the case is. Okay, but the point is, which we spoke about, but I just want to get into it a little bit because the Sefer Kollelim now talks about it at this point in the Sefer, if this action that a person says He says it too. You have two things. Number one, he's saying it in a way that is not Isser. I will go. You're allowed to go. I'm allowed to go down the block also. I'm allowed to go around the corner. You could go wherever you want. You could go to the other city. You could go here, go there. That's not, there's no Isser in going. I take my Baruch Hashem, my two gesunte feet, gesunte talavai vaita, right, and I go. Or you could say, I will drive. Or you could say, I will take the bus, right? Or you could say, I'll take a taxi. So there's various different ways of saying the same action. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what he's explaining. But if the person says it in a way, so you have the two things, again, two things, and we'll get into this next year, but if you say two things, number one, in a way that's allowed to be done in Shabbos, the going, and number two, there's a way to do this action, right, halachically okay, so then one would be allowed to say it on Shabbos. That's the point. It's an important thing to keep in mind. But if you're saying a certain thing, whereby it's not possible, you have to go over an ocean, right? I will go to this and this place, but there's no way to get there unless you swim, unless you take a boat, unless you take a plane, so then that would not be allowed. But if there's a way to get to a certain place, it could be any action, but if there's a way of doing this action that is okay, and we've spoken about that in reference to washing the dishes or these type of things. But the point is over here that it's even more of a, we're trying to stress the point over here that if a person, anybody you're going to tell this to, right, I'm going to this and this city, right, anybody you tell it to will know automatically in their mind, you will drive. I am going to this and this city. Fine. No problem. You could walk. You could walk on Shabbos also. Assuming a case in time that you could do it. We'll talk about that. The point is what I'm trying to say is anybody you tell it to will automatically know that you're taking a bus. They'll automatically know that you're driving a car, right? Because that's how the normal average person goes. Nobody walks 10 hours to this place, right? It could be done. Yeah. So then it could be said. So again, just to end off, again, we'll try and get a little bit more into it next year, but to say, number one, I will go in a way that's allowed to be done as opposed to driving, and it could be done, right, and it could be done in a legal way, a halachically legal way, then it would be okay, even though the average normal person that you're talking to will know and understand, obviously, the guy is driving, right, as opposed to, like, if I say, I will wash my dishes on Tuesday, okay, a person might not think, well, automatically he's going to do Isurim. I mean, again, I could wash my dishes in a halachic legal way on Shabbos also. A person doesn't badafka have to think. In other words, the person I'm telling you to doesn't right away have to think, well, the guy will use hot water, whatever, I wash my dishes. It's not, there's nothing, no real isser per se. There's no real thought what the other person is going to think. But over here, it's even further that the average person knows that you're driving, obviously. But even then, if it said, number one, it said the right way, like, I will go instead of driving, and it could be done on Shabbos, so then it will be okay. We'll try and just finish off this subject next year. Thank you for listening. That's Lachem Bracha. Kol Tov.